The Secret of Natural Leadership Authority, How It Is Created, How It Is Blocked, How It Is Hindered, by Ralph Eurer. Preface. For many years, I have been working with managers and staff members in companies, non-profit organizations and societies. Nothing has been more painful for me than watching those with leadership and management responsibilities labor extremely hard and yet receive hardly any true allegiance from their followers. On the contrary, the followers often withhold their allegiance from them. Enormous amounts of efforts are poured by the leaders into creating strategies, visions, objectives, and structures. Everything has been meticulously thought through. It definitely should work now. But the results just fail to materialize. The followers do not trust their leaders. People are led by people, or they are not led at all. This will forever remain true. No artificial system has the ability to permanently act as a substitute for the power of natural authority, or leadership power, of a person, especially when it comes to the three most important aspects of leadership: creating allegiance, releasing existing motivation, focus energy into achieving a common goal. All three of these leadership qualities require human leaders, not systems. So what is the secret of successful leaders? Why are they able to obtain natural authority, acknowledged leadership power, from their staff members, while others fail to do so? What makes these leaders different from others? In this book, I deal with the following questions. What actually is natural authority, leadership power, and what it is not? How do you recognize it? How is it created? And how is it blocked or hindered? It takes a lot of courage to admit to yourself that you do not possess, or that you possess very little naturally acknowledged authority. Often those in positions of leadership lack the will or the ability to publicly question themselves with regard to this central issue. The safe environment of a book can help take an honest look at your unvarnished self and face the truth. I wish all of my readers the courage to acquire the self-awareness that in the end is rewarded by true sovereignty. Ralph Eurer, Director of Ingenio GHBH.